Acts 14:17 says, "Nevertheless, he left not himself without witness, in that he did good and gave us rain from heaven and fruitful seasons, filling our hearts with food and gladness." We previously discussed the argument from design, known as the teleological argument, and we refer you to that previous devotional if you missed it. But the bottom line is, the evidence for design requires a designer. This universe and the amount of intricate detail, the exactness, and the order of it all is something that could not have arisen from a massive explosion billions of years ago, which would have resulted in the immediate disintegration of everything as a result of the overwhelming heat and chaos with such a big bang. And the result of such a godless, undirected big bang would have been a massive destruction hurtling through space at incredible speeds. The idea that such flying, flaming matter would then cool down, slow down, and then organize itself undirected into what we see today is the concept of madmen. The fact is, as our text suggests, any reasonable man or woman looking at nature will immediately think of the mind behind it all. Think about the words of Paul as he responds to the superstitious worshipers of Jupiter in our text. "Nevertheless, he left not himself without witness, in that he did good and gave us rain from heaven and fruitful seasons, filling our hearts with food and gladness." What's really sad is to hear people simply credit the universe. Have you noticed the growing number of people who will credit the universe instead of the God of the universe? Just the other day, my wife and I were watching a family-friendly movie, and a lady in the movie was having a bad day, so her friend asked her, "Bad day?" And she responded, "Yes, the universe is angry with me, evidently." And how many times do you even hear Christians credit or blame Mother Nature for good or bad weather? Mother Nature? Think about how insulting that is to Father God. And crediting a mythological mother with his power and work. The fact is, everyone knows good and well that the natural wonders that we see happening on a daily basis, as well as those of major events, including natural disasters, all demonstrate the power of an almighty, omnipotent Creator God. When we look at the intricacy and realize that if the earth was tilted any other way than it is, if the tilt were much greater or much less, life on earth wouldn't be possible. The same goes for the distance of the earth from the sun, or even the size of the moon and its distance from us at the size that it is, the strength of our gravity on the surface of the planet, or the length of the days. If certain species were not in existence, even the bacteria on our bodies and in our gut, if any of that was out of whack, our whole ecosystem would collapse. And the examples are endless. But the earth just happens to be where it is, and function as it does, and all against astronomical odds. By all statistical measures, our universe is not even possible without God. In the beginning, God. And what a wonderful God he is. Even as man has sinned and rebelled, and for the most part, not only ignored him, but refused to give him the credit he deserves as creator of everything we see and everything we know, nevertheless, he left not himself without witness, in that he did good and gave us rain from heaven and fruitful seasons, filling our hearts with food and gladness. When I think of all the people rejecting God and refusing to give him the glory he deserves, it can anger me at times, but most of the time I simply pity them. They're missing out on a personal relationship made possible by the life, shed blood, and death, burial, and resurrection of Jesus Christ. A personal relationship with this amazing, gracious, loving, and kind Savior, the creator of everything that ever has been created. And I can only join with the words of God given to us by Paul in 1 Timothy 1:17. "Now unto the King, eternal, immortal, invisible, the only wise God, be honor and glory forever and ever. Amen."